What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Real Bodybuilding Podcast. This is episode number 137, and we are lucky to have Mr. Olympia, former Mr. Olympia himself, Brandon Curry. How are you, sir?
Doing pretty good, bro. Doing pretty good.
Dude, your arms are busting out of that fucking shirt. How big are your arms? Have you measured?
That's a good question. The last person that measured them was Adam Silver. I think it had to be several years ago.
Well,
in New York.
Yeah, your arms.
You measured them 21 back then.
Yeah, but that must have been like 10 years ago.
It was a while ago, but I don't remember exactly. Maybe like 2014.
I'm going to guess 24, but I feel like you should do a new measurement for everybody. Not 24.
Not 24. No way.
Anyway, man, you're looking great. What's going on?
Hey, man, just, you know, this final phase, man, just trying to make sure you execute every day.
Yeah.
You know, waste no days, and that's just how it's been. You know, you're playing around with the food a little bit and then getting hungry a lot, but things are going well.
Yeah. Hey, I noticed your beard's getting a little gray. I want to ask you a question. Well, we talk about this on the podcast a lot because I dye my beard. So is that something you think you're going to do, or you like the gray? You like to leave the gray. Does your wife like the gray?
I dye it when necessary.
Will you dye it for the stage, or are you going to go on with the gray?
Of course. I always dye for the stage. Okay. It's like everybody recognizes I've been gray, but on stage I'm never gray. But I've been gray for a while.
It's just part of your prep with the pro tan. You just dye the beard at the same time.
Yeah, just dye the beard. You know, just come with the baby face and everything again. So
yeah,
that's just.
So, but
right now, just training.
I want to talk to you about the Olympia because I haven't had a chance to talk to you since.
Okay.
And a lot of people thought you brought one of your best looks. I thought you looked incredible. Do you think it was your best look? Or in my opinion, it was close, but I thought, I don't remember what Arnold it was, but one of your Arnolds I thought was one of your best looks. But what do you think about last year's Olympia?
You know, I thought as far as the look goes, it was the exact, pretty much the exact look we want to present, a bigger, fuller look than the previous year. As far as is it my best? My best is just depending on what flavor you like. Mm-hmm. You like me big and full, or you like the 2019 Arnold kind of condition with everything. It just depends on the look you like. I mean, those Arnold, looking back at the Arnold pictures, they're kind of iconic because I think everything was right.
Yeah.
To display the body, the lighting, the photography, like everything was right. I think I came in probably even better condition in 2020, but the lighting and everything didn't justify the condition I brought to the stage. It was interesting. But so I think you're right. A lot of people agree that 2019 Arnold was one of the better looks. I go with what everybody else agrees with, you know. You know, I'm just trying to bring a better look than that this time. So
it's interesting you said that though, because I don't think fans, and I didn't even think about the fact that you're right. People could say, well, this was his best look or that was his best look, but I usually don't take into consideration what's the lighting look like, what's the photography, you know, different photographers take different kind of photos. So I guess the only way to truly tell is either to be there or your opinion of what you think. What is your favorite, the more conditioned Brandon or the bigger, fuller Brandon?
You know, I like to be bigger and fuller. Just because I think that's what, you know, my muscles kind of like display the best. Yeah. You know, of course, you got to bring the condition too, but I just think the muscles just kind of display in an interesting way versus when I'm just a little bit pushing it too much. Mm-hmm. I start to flatten out. It kind of takes some dynamics from my physique, some of my strong points. But, you know, if we get the right combination, which I think we were pretty close in 2019, Arnold Classic anyway, we get that right combination, I think it's gold.
You, when you guys were getting ready for the Olympia, did you purposely think bigger, fuller because you knew Rami was a defending champ and you wanted to kind of be able to match up? Or was it just you thought you were bringing your best period?
Of course.
So it was just like, we want to match up with Rami.
It's a matchup game. It's a matchup game. It's the Olympia, you know, the bigger bodies. Definitely kind of rule the stage at the Olympia.
Yeah.
My internet connection is.
Are you a little behind? You have a little delay?
I just think I had a short blimp in connection.
Okay.
It's back now.
So the Arnold coming up is kind of like, I feel like it's separated between you and Bonac and then a bunch of newer guys. But I also don't know what Bonac is going to show up. What are you, a lot of people have you as a favorite, obviously. What do you think? Do you think Bonac will be able to return to his old self? Are you expecting Bonac to bring you the biggest challenge, or are you pretty confident that you're going to be able to handle the lineup?
I know Bonac wants to.
Yeah,
I definitely know he wants to. We're very competitive, so I know he wants to bring his best to the stage with me. So that's a no-brainer. What he's capable of, you know, what's going on in his camp, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's one thing I don't know. I just noticed, I heard he switched with Chad recently.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be different. But so that's a whole different scenario. It's something we haven't even considered yet with him on stage. We haven't seen that combination or anything. So it'll be interesting. I'm going to leave it open to being competitive around the board. As far as me, of course, I got the confidence in going and win. That's why I signed up for the show in the first place. But
yeah,
I'm still going in with the idea that, you know, I still have to be competitive. I still want to bring a package to the stage for the fans that they will appreciate, and they will represent me going into the 2022 Olympia. So, man, these years are going by fast.
Was your plan originally to the Arnold, or did you see the prize money increase or the lineup or something that kind of made you decide to jump in, or were you planning this from the beginning?
No, I wasn't planning this from the beginning at all. It was a situation of, you know, just having some things go right and thinking it was a good idea. Probably not at the amount of time most people would consider, but I do some crazy things out here. So, I got out here about 10 weeks out.
And, oh, so you just started
got everything going. So.
So you didn't have like a full prep. You just 10 weeks you started.
You can call it a full prep. I mean, my Olympia prep was 11 weeks.
Really? So you get ready pretty quick.
But I can get ready pretty fast. And circumstances, as far as they've been with travel and stuff like that, it's kind of caused some blimps in me coming out here as quickly as possible. Fortunately, my first outing out here was the real test when I made the kind of like the craziest transformation.
Yeah.
So that was like an 11 week when I first came out to Kuwait, period. And that was a crazy time. So that let me know that we can do things in a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Since then, we tried to take more time to do things, and we've been able to. But then with the pandemic and the travel restrictions and the uncertainties that we've been having, it's been a little bit, you know, you can't judge it. I mean, I got stuck in New York mm-hmm. on the way out here because of COVID tests, delays and all kind of crap. So, you know, you just never know what's going down.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
But so I've been able to get it done. Body's responding like clockwork. So
yeah, you have some of the new guys coming up. I know Brett Wilkin is making a lot of noise. Justin Rodriguez is looking better and better every time he posts a picture. Kuklo kind of coming back, trying to redeem himself from last year. So there's a lot of like storylines on the way up. Regan Grimes is kind of coming into his own, and Samson is also coming up. So how do you feel like these new guys will be? Because you're going to see some of them in the first call out. Do you think of any of them? Like, I know you think you're going to win, and that's your plan from the beginning, but do you see any of them kind of stepping ahead of Bonac and being a bigger challenge than you expected?
You know, I'm excited actually to see these guys come in and see them in the flesh. I don't think I've ever seen Samson in the flesh, like actually on stage before. Neither have I seen, I've seen Regan, but not like necessarily in a call out. Yeah. I know he's been on stage with everybody before. I haven't seen Brett, so that's going to be an interesting up close look as far as, you know, what his physique is bringing, what his strengths are. So I'm going to be interested. I think, of course, if anybody slips, especially if Bonac slips, these new guys are hungry and they're changing and they're fresh. So you gotta always remember these fresh bodies, these fresh guys with this still hunger and drive to win, they're coming. So I just think it's an interesting thing, and it's kind of motivating in a sense to mm-hmm. see these guys get better and improve. That kind of keeps me on my toes. So
yeah,
it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be exciting.
when you're sitting around with the coaches in Kuwait and you guys are training, and you know, after your training, you sit around eating and you're looking at photos and you're looking around on Instagram, do you guys actually strategize? Do you guys actually look at other bodybuilders and think like, okay, can we beat this guy? How do we beat this guy? Or is this guy going to be a challenge? Or is that guy going to be a challenge? Or do you guys not look at that at all? Or do you personally, when you're sitting by yourself, maybe look at it? Like, is that something that goes, that comes into your camp or comes into your mind?
I don't think we talk about it extensively as a team or a unit. I know Abdullah's into all the media, bodybuilding media. You know, he's into everything. And then Ahmed, you know, he looks at some here and there. And I just look at what comes through my feed, you know. I see something impressive, what comes through my feed, I dissect what I'm seeing. Look for, you know, the social media. So everything's, you know, kind of made for social media. So I kind of look through and see what I can really see. I kind of criticize and see what these guys are at. And, you know, it's impressive improvements I see guys make. Of course, when you look at a physique as a bodybuilder, you're always pulling out the strengths and weaknesses. Yeah. And you can't help compare them in a sense to, you know, how you would beat them, how you present yourself to beat them, or what would beat them. So, I mean, it's as a bodybuilder, it's like subconscious.
Yeah.
If you see an image, if you see somebody you can compete against, I don't think I have is necessarily studying to beat anyone, but I'm always tuned in to social media anyway, and I always see everything everybody posts, especially if it goes viral and it's on everybody's stuff. So, engage. At the end of the day, the package and condition and at the best peak. And then it's about shape, structure, and all those other things you can't control. So when it comes to looking at it like that, you know, it just gives me confidence as long as I do my work.
So you were at home for how long after the Olympia? 2 months? Did I cut out?
About a couple months.
Yeah. So what's it like being home? What's it like being home for such a brief period of time, then having to take off again? Everybody at home kind of gets it. Your kids understand. Everybody's cool.
Yeah, my family's on the go, man. They always on the run. You know, boys always, you know, practicing, ready for some activity, trying to get better. Yeah. You know, daughter's doing the same. She's trying to get better. She's in her schedule, training, lifting, whatever it may be. So, you know, they're on a schedule. Mom, you know, my wife, of course, she facilitates, you know, strategizes her days based on what they're going to do. So they're going to be busy anyway. So when I'm home, I may be slowing down the pitch a little bit, or I just may be helping out with the more advanced activities or practices or whatnot. So it's just good being home. I just kind of get right in gear and just get right to being, you know, try to be helpful as possible. But it goes by really fast. So I try my best to enjoy it. You know, I try my best to enjoy it. And like I said, I didn't have any intentions of necessarily doing an Arnold to, you know, kind of spring up on me one day. Why not?
Yeah.
And, you know, we went to.
Going,
you know, especially when you realize that the Olympia was in December, was moved back to December. I'm like, that's a long time not to compete, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah. Going back to the Olympia for a second. You definitely had hopes of recapturing the title when it didn't happen. How was that? How do you deal with that? How does somebody deal with that? Because you've been the Mr. Olympia. You definitely had a physique that could have won again, but it didn't pan out for you. Is that hard for someone for you to get through? Does it take you a couple of weeks, or do you kind of just bounce back right away?
I'm cool with it. The key is, you know, don't have false expectations.
Yeah.
Don't believe a lie, basically. You know, don't tell yourself something and expect something and it's not there. So I never had expectations. I knew I could win, but this is bodybuilding and I got experience. So it doesn't always go your way, even when things are looking your way.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to take a look at Jay on stage and think to myself, oh, just shut up. Brain, shut up. Stay in the moment right now. Yeah. You know, because I thought, you know, anticipate Jay being on stage, it has some kind of significance. So it's different things like that can throw you off and make you think things. But at the end of the day, I put it back. I fight, resist it, put it in the back of my mind and just stay in the moment for them. And then you're not setting yourself up for something that can break you. So I was fine with it. I mean, it went the way it went. And I think I handled it better than probably anybody in my camp, from what they said. Yeah. But that's bodybuilding.
But you're very chill. Like you don't. I feel like your emotion is very stable. Like there's not very many highs, not very many lows. You're kind of like even keel most of the time. But you talk about managing expectations, I don't want to belabor the point, but you must have had an expectation to win because you had already won. And you've already, I think you've beaten Rami in the past. So you might have had, probably had an expectation that you were going to win. So is there any moment where you're like, I know you're a veteran and you've been through this for a long time, but isn't there still a letdown for a certain period of time? Or are you pretty good now managing it right away?
No. I look at it like this. If it was not for me, I don't want it. So it wasn't for me. It wasn't mine. It wasn't mine to have. I don't want it. Because if I got something out that I'm not supposed to have, then it's going to cause me problems. Yeah. So I figured it wasn't for me this year. So I just moved on from there. That's how I looked at it.
Man, that's crazy. I can't imagine. That's a lot of maturity, because I can't imagine being in your position. Like, you probably would have hit me a lot harder, but maybe not, because you've already won one. So I don't know. Maybe I don't. I'm trying to imagine being in your shoes.
I've been in situations where I've done the opposite. And then it was a waste of time, you know what I'm saying? Set my expectations high, was expecting things, was reading everything like I thought I, and then it just fell through. Sure. So it was a waste of time. It was really a waste of time, but it was a learning lesson, teaching lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as much as we can't control everything.
That's right.
And that's one thing I got peace with, you know what I'm saying? So when I'm faced with these different situations, I just look at what is and say, well, it's what is.
Yeah,
at this point, it's done. It's done. We have to move on, right?
Amazing.
So that's what I just try to move on as much as possible. And over time, it's been quicker and quicker. And, you know, it may have been, okay, I was cool. Everything's on stage. Was cool. I got off stage, and then it hit me later.
Yeah.
Hit me when I was walking out the building.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'd go on a little mental rant, and then I'd be good.
Yeah.
But now with more experience, I don't even go through that process much anymore. It's like...
Yeah. So is your, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I imagine Brandy, your wife, is probably more of a firecracker. Like, does she feel the emotion for you?
Yeah. She definitely has that, you know, that more emotional aspect. And she's like very competitive, like, so it's interesting, you know, I get accused of not having enough emotions, but I think it's balanced out, you know.
Yeah.
She's really passionate, and I'm just really cool a lot of times.
Yeah.
So I don't think we can both be the same. So it's a beautiful thing. But yeah, with nobody's more passionate. Nobody hates losing more than Abdullah. I tell you that. he's still not over it.
It's the Arab. It's the Arabs. We're just very passionate people. We just
I'm at my trainer. He's good now. You know, he's good. It took him a minute, but no. Abdullah, on the other hand, he's different.
He's good now. It's been 4 months. Abdullah's still upset.
Yeah, man. He still ain't settled with it. You know what I'm saying? It still bothers him a lot.
I gotta have Abdullah on the, you gotta ask Abdullah if he'll come on the podcast.
But you know, that's why we love him, man.
I gotta talk to Abdullah on the podcast. You gotta ask him to come on.
I don't know if I let him do it to himself. I don't know. It depends on the questions. I don't want him to go off.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, that's why we love him, man. We love him, like, because of that.
Yeah. So that personality that you have and the past personality that your wife has, do you try and instill that in your kids? Like, are they more like your mom? Are they more emotional? Are they more chill? Like, how do they, which philosophy have they adopted?
It's very, very interesting. It's like a dynamic, just crazy mix. Like, you know, I interact with them here and there, and I hear things that they do, and I'm just like, that's you. And she'd be like, that's me. You know, so it's each kid has different characteristics. But I think, you know, I think my oldest boy, I don't know. I can't tell you who's like she thinks my middle son is most like me.
Yeah.
So I go with her opinion.
Yeah.
he's more like, I guess he's more like me emotionally, I guess. But I do try to make sure, especially my boys, and Zoe too, she already has it, the mental toughness. And, you know, her mom does that too. We still mental toughness in the kids. And, you know, we just don't let them, you know, don't let them become victims, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, victimize themselves and pity themselves too long. You know, we ain't got time for that, man. You know,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's good.
The baby, of course, is the worst, but he's the baby, you know. So, but we try to instill that mental toughness.
That's good. So I want to show people your Instagram, because I feel like you have made a change. And I don't know if it's just because the picture is far away, but I saw this. And you look like you've gotten bigger since the Olympia. Is that pretty accurate? Or is it just because the picture looks a certain way?
This picture is a great picture. When I saw the picture, I was like, wow, that's cool. Because I was just kind of, I was going into, I think, see, what was I going into? Dang. Was I going into a front double? I think I may have been about to set up for a front double, I think. Or yeah. No, maybe it was about to set up for, it was probably a front double. You're right. I'm right. Yeah, I mean, for me, I think my physique is maturing and just becoming like more mature.
Yeah.
So just my attributes and my strengths and some of the details coming out more.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been training for certain things and I think it's been helping. Visually, I see it's been helping. So this show in particular is not about coming in like beating Rami or anything or beating anybody.
Yeah.
It's about just trying to bring in just this look, try to create this like just nice look, like the Arnold, you know, Arnold typically rewards.
Yeah.
And I think I've accomplished that. You know, for those that, you know, that other picture was for those who thought it was filtered. So we put an unfiltered picture so you can look at the condition.
This one?
No, the one that's the most muscular. Because people don't believe I was flat there. I was flat because I had a 2-day refeed after these pictures were taken.
Yeah, this is crazy, man. If this is flat. You're a little bit behind me, yeah. So we're probably looking at different photos. But this picture, when you get to it, is absolutely insane. Like your proportions here, your proportions here look crazy. You hear me or no?
I got you caught back up right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm in Kuwait.
No, it's all good. I was just saying that this is the best I think your proportions have ever looked to me. Like this is incredible. So
yeah, you know, that goes with, you know, I'm not really trying to push. I wasn't trying to push the mass. So when you're not trying to push mass, I think standard proportion is a little bit better.
Yeah.
Easier, you know? Yeah. So this is, and we've really been working the legs. I really spend a lot of time on making sure I'm getting the most out of my leg training.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
So far, I think it's been great. So far, I think it's been great. And I'm sorry for the construction, man. That's our spot.
Yeah.
And they tore the floor out of the spa pool area.
Yeah.
And then they're putting in a new floor. So and the pools are empty, so they're just redoing that area. So
I think people
that's normally where we get our best pictures.
I think people just want to see your physique. I don't think they care.
But
I was going to ask you. So you got a supplement company. And you're wearing a shirt and a hat. And I'm curious, are you able to do anything when you're in Kuwait, or does your team and your wife kind of go full hands on when you're gone for 10 weeks for prep?
Well, my team is definitely the MVP when I'm gone, for sure.
Yeah.
Shoot, they handle everything for me. They, you know, we got a booth, of course, at the Arnold as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're handling that project for me. It's just making these things easier for me. So, you know, my thing is, you know, I try to get, you know, some content out and, you know, keep everybody interested. And they, you know, they handle all the rest. So, you know, so I got a great team, Mark Lobliner and Tiger Fitness.
Yeah.
And my wife, you know, it's a great team.
So how how much are you involved in? Are you like the guy that, do you help with design of the product? Do you help with tasting the product? Like, do you, what is it that you're doing with the company the most? I mean, I know you probably, like me, you probably do a little bit of everything, but like, what is your main focus other than content creation for the company? Are you more involved with actually tasting or formulating or designing any of the supplements or anything like that?
Yeah, that was the main thing for me is helping with the formulating and then picking the right flavors mm-hmm. and even the product styles that I wanted in the line.
Yeah.
So I just basically, I kind of think of everything that I would use.
Yeah.
And I prefer for my own preparation.
Sure.
And it's been good. I mean, everything has come out, you know, pretty much like I like it. Flavoring has been idea between me and my wife for the most part. You know, I just make anything to make my life easier. That's what I wanted to put into it. So, and have quality. So each product, it kind of caters to that. And then we try to enhance things just a little bit to maybe bring a feature that, you know, makes it more competitive of a brand.
What is the website for Big O?
Oh, the Big O Bar. You can get your Big O Bars at tigerfitness.com.
Tiger Fitness.
No, all 015 products.
So the 015. Okay.
At tigerfitness.com.
What's the website? Is it 015?
No. All products are brought from Tiger
Everything
Fitness.
On Tiger Fitness. Okay.
Everything on Tiger Fitness. That's our online retailer. Our online retailer is tigerfitness.com. So everything is linked through there. Of course, we do have brick and mortar shops that carry the product as well.
So I just wanted to show.
Tiger Fitness carries their whole line.
I know people might think this, but Brandon didn't tell me to do this. I'm interested in what Brandon is doing with the supplement company. So this isn't like this wasn't like a trade. Like do an interview and I'll talk about your products. It doesn't work like that. No.
I appreciate you, bro.
I'm just really curious because we're all doing different stuff. How hard was it to get into bars? Because we don't do bars.
Well, it wasn't hard at all when we partnered up with Mark. Mark's, yeah. He's the king of bars. Of course, the Outright Bar was his creation, and that went nuts.
Yeah.
Of course, I said I wanted a bar, and I needed something bigger for my community. Mm-hmm. So we did a 50-gram bar. Upwards of close to 800 calories, depending on which bar you got. And, okay. You know, pack some protein and easy to digest.
Okay, Brandon, I'm going to ask you a question and pretend nobody's listening. Is the bar really good?
Okay. Yeah, bro. They got a good reputation. They got a really good reputation, man. Okay. Everywhere. I take them to shows when I go to shows and stuff. I take them to shows and give them out. I got people bugging me about getting them in certain places. So they've been really, 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 really good. A lot of people have been crazy about them.
Okay.
Depends on what flavor you like, though. So
second question. Is it going to give me a stomach ache after I eat it?
No, that's what I made them for. I made them easy to eat, so and easy to digest. Okay. So we got whey hydrolyzed whey in there for quick digestion protein.
Yeah,
some MCT oil just to give it nice little texture, but that digests quick as well. And everything is pretty much made from whole foods in that bar. So, yeah, nothing sweetened with honey, of course.
Yeah,
and no artificial sweetness, so nothing's gonna tear your stomach up. So,
all right, are you gonna bring me? Can you bring me one to the Arnold? Please. Can you have no? Well, yeah, you can't bring me one.
We have a booth. So
okay. I got to go to your booth.
We'll have a booth and I'll let Mark and him know that, you'll need some boxes of Big O Bar for sure. So he'll come find you. I'm sure he'll be looking for you.
All right, listen, I think people will be mad at me if I didn't ask you just a couple X's and O's questions before we go, because I don't want to keep you long, because I know you're prepping and this is, you know, a bitch when you're 2 or 3 weeks out. So a couple quick questions. How much, so you've been dieting for 10 weeks. Do you guys start hard cardio right at the start? Are you doing any hard cardio? Like how high has your cardio gone throughout this whole time?
All right. Let's see. Well, when I get here, I started cardio. I don't know how my reception is right now, but I know it's kind of wacky.
I can hear you.
But when I get here, we start cardio pretty much right off the bat. So I started with probably like 30 minutes of cardio right off the bat. And then it's been pretty much I mean, it went up to 35. And then I go, and sometimes some evenings I walk. Mm-hmm. So I go outside and walk for about 20 minutes.
Sure.
And I do some street walking. That's really entertaining. So I've added that in the middle. He was going to raise cardio to a third session last week. And then he saw me and he was like, and then my weight did something crazy, and then we ended up refeeding for 2 days. So that was, so it didn't really go up. So right now I don't do cardio on leg days, mm-hmm. and I don't do cardio on my off days either. So
4 days
when
a week.
I was training with higher frequency, I may have done legs twice a week. So that would have been like 3 days a week and no cardio.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was about 30 minutes of that time.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's 30 minutes at a time, but now we've dropped the volume. So I don't train legs. Legs don't always fall twice a week. Some weeks they may. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing as much. I don't have as many rest days. So I'm doing a little bit more cardio most days of the week. So
what, when you're doing two sessions, you do a morning session, obviously fasted probably, or with EAAs or whatever. And then you probably do your night cardio where you go outside and walk. But when you're doing three sessions, how does he have it set up?
It'll be a post-workout.
Okay. So you do like morning, post-workout, and then probably one like before the end of the night?
Before the last meal, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've never done it yet. I still didn't get to do that one.
So the weight's just coming off easily?
Yeah. Actually, you know, what happens to me is I come here, what I weigh, my weight doesn't change, but my body just changes ridiculously. So I come here and my weight doesn't fluctuate much. I think it may go up a little bit. These preps, it doesn't go up a lot, but my look changes. And then next thing you know, I'm a little bit heavier than when I got here, but I'm a lot more conditioned, a lot leaner.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you weigh right now?
That's just how it works. Right now, last night I was 257. Wow. This morning I was 255, I think. Yeah.
Dude, it's
so, yeah.
It's so crazy how like a 255 can look on you versus a 255 can look on someone else. Like for me, no, like seriously, like for me to look like you, I would have to be like 275. And it's like you carry it. It's like your bones are like this big or something. Like it's insane, man.
It's crazy because I get like shocked when people tell me their weights. I'm like, man, it's heavy as hell. It's different with me, mate. Like I don't get really heavy, but you know, I got crazy muscle bellies. So
yeah. So diet, are you going, do you guys do heavy fats? Do you do heavy carbs? Like, are you on a super low carb diet right now? What is like, can you give me a little bit of insight to your diet?
Yeah. Let's see. I've been on, we call it 600 carbs. I've been like 600 carbs, which is not carbs by gram. It's carbs by weight.
Yeah.
In grams.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and that's nothing but rice, potatoes. So I'm down. It's like 600 carbs right now. But that's because I was probably around, dang, what was I? Let me pull out a calculator just so I'm accurate.
If you want to tell everybody your diet, we're happy to get it.
Shoot.
We're happy to copy your diet.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Okay, here we go.
Did you freeze on me? You froze. There you are. You're back.
I think, no, I'm sorry. I think I was like at 1,500 weight grams and carbs.
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
For 2 days.
Yeah.
And then I dropped down to 600. And then before I did the slight load, I was like at 800
okay.
weight grams and carbs.
Yeah.
And I ate about six meals a day.
Yeah.
And protein is around anywhere from 250 to 220.
So if you're having 600 grams of weight, carbs, that means you're having like 100 grams per meal, or like 200 grams in like three meals, right?
Potatoes, I'll have a rice 200 and then a rice 200.
Yeah.
And then I won't have any more carbs for the rest of the day.
Yeah, so you're having like 300,
you know?
You're having 200 for three meals. That's crazy for a guy your size. And then three meals with no carbs. So are you starving at the end of the night?
After I loaded those days, I am. But you know, we're going back into depletion. So yeah, I'm hungry. I do get to drink like intra workout, like some carbs and stuff like that during training. So
yeah.
But as far as meals, that's it.
Yeah,
like, this past time, I guess he took out three carb meals. When I was eating, on average, I was eating four carb meals, and then the last two were, you know, fish pretty much. So, but you know, we're getting closer, and plus I got really full the other day. So we're just trying to get dry and then look at myself and make some more adjustments.
So how does he,
but I haven't seen myself really full this prep because.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, did you say you were saying?
Oh, my bad. I said I haven't seen myself really, really full.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen myself really full this prep yet because normally when we would try to do like a load of sushi or something like that, my weight would go down or just stabilize, so it wouldn't have an impact.
Yeah.
So then we just had the reload, the two-day reload, and I gained weight, but I didn't look at myself the day after really, and I had a rest day today. So I won't look at myself until tomorrow and see what everything looks like on tomorrow on a chest day. So I'll get to look at myself somewhat full tomorrow and see what it looks like. So it'll be interesting.
How many days do you deplete when you guys deplete? Does he just do it by look, or is there a set number of days, like deplete for 3 or 4 days and then load? Or is it like, he'll just look at you and know when you need a loading day?
I don't think we purposely like push depletion in a sense.
Yeah.
Cause I deplete naturally. If he just brings my carbs back to a steady point, I'll just deplete naturally over time.
Yeah.
So we'll just probably do that for the rest of the time into the show, unless something drops or does something crazy.
Yeah.
And he'll make an adjustment. But we don't try to like deplete too much, cause then pulling me out is a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when my metabolism is going like it is right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think running into the 220 Mr. Olympia, the more I ate, the more weight I lost. It mm-hmm. was interesting. So the more I was loading, the more weight I was losing.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go, but I want to play a game before we go. You got a minute?
No problem.
Okay, so yep. I need to know from you some straight up answers. Who is the number one person you think is your competition at the Arnold?
Well, I only look at it statistically, and that's gotta be Williams statistically.
Yeah.
Yeah. If all else, you know, not going on any feelings, any assumptions, any hype. Statistically, Williams is my competition.
Okay. Is there a second dark horse that you may see coming up?
You know, considering I've never seen these physiques in person, it's hard. It's hard to make a judgment on Samson or Brett in a sense. Yeah. It's hard to make a judgment on anyone because I never seen them in person.
Yeah.
So I don't really know. But I think one of those two guys are going to be the hungriest to step up. I don't really know how Steve is looking. I know Steve is capable of being in that top position as well. If everything, you know, if he preps well, if he finishes well. Now I got to think if I'm forgetting. Am I forgetting anybody?
I don't know. I mean, you have Justin's good. Akeem. If Akeem shows up in shape, Akeem could be very dangerous.
I haven't seen anything from Akeem, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything from Akeem, but I've seen Justin a lot.
Yeah.
Justin looks like he's improved.
Yeah.
A lot, but you know, so that's going to give him the look. That's going to give him definitely a chance to be in the top spots.
So let's say.
So yeah, I mean he's.
So let's say it's you and Bonac, and like you know I had to do the last call out of the prejudging. It's usually two or three guys. So let's say they have you and Bonac, and let's throw in Brett because I feel like Brett is going to be in that top three. How are you going to, if I go pose for pose, can you tell me who wins each pose?
Yeah.
Are you just going to, are you, okay, fine. Let's just go through it for fun. Okay. Front double bicep.
Yeah, fine. Let's do it.
Okay.
Me.
Okay. Front lat spread.
Me.
Side chest.
Me.
This is pointless. Okay. No, this is good though. It's good. Okay, back double.
Me.
Bonac Williams got a good back double.
Bonac will be a close second.
Bonac's
close a good second. Back. Close second.
Brett's also made, you know.
Yeah, he does. I'll give it to him.
But you think you got it.
Yeah, I think I got it for sure.
Okay, back lat spread.
That's me too.
Okay. side tricep.
Oh, that's definitely me.
That's definitely you. Okay. And then ab and thigh. That's probably fucking you too. Brett's got a really good ab and thigh. And his waist is like that.
Yeah, I know he's probably gonna be he's probably close second. Yeah.
Okay. And then most muscular.
Me.
Okay. So you're not gonna lose. You're not gonna lose. We're gonna. I'm gonna remember this piece here. All the fans that are watching are gonna see this, and we're gonna see if you win every pose as we've predicted today.
That's my goal. That's my goal. Is to win every pose. And you know, no hard feelings to anyone else, but that's my goal is to win every pose. That's what I set myself up to do, and I hopefully present myself effectively to do just that.
Yeah, Brandon, you're great, man. I love your attitude. You're always chill. You're always positive. You're a great ambassador for bodybuilding. I think a lot of people should follow in your footsteps, man, with that attitude. But Is there anything you want to say or anybody you want to thank or anything before we head off?
Yeah. Of course, I'd like to thank my team, First to 18, Abdullah, Ahmed, you know that.
Yeah.
Oxygen Gym, Battle Buddha, of course. I thank my 015 team. Thank you guys. Tiger Fitness as well. Couldn't do it without you. Thank my Pro Tan team. I'm going to look nice and Pro Tan when I get there. Sorry, messing up with my mic. I'm trying not to forget anybody. Soul Premise, my boy Anthony. I know I'll see you at the Arnold as well.
Thank you guys.
And Mark Russell for keeping me fresh. Yes.
Sorry to interrupt you. How are those Soul Premise bags? I see you advertising them.
They're awesome.
Here, let's look real quick. Are you still there?
If you're a shoe guy. Yeah, Soul Premise, check it out.
Yeah. All right, which one's your favorite bag?
My favorite bag is from my collection. It's the gold collection.
You have your own collection?
Leg of gold.
you have your own collection? Is it under collabs? Yeah,
the Lake of Gold.
I don't know. How do I find it? Where is it? Oh, there it is.
I don't know where it is. This one. Okay, you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
These are yours?
That's me right there.
Yeah, I know that's you. That's my color
here. Yeah, that's my collection right there.
That's pretty sweet.
That.
Oh, you got the fanny pack.
That's my personal color choice. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, they've been great to travel with, and now they have roller bags as well.
Yeah.
So they got the whole travel solution, so it makes it easy, man. Very easy to travel and great quality material as well. And if you're a shoe guy, man, you got plenty of places to put your shoes. It's like each section of the bag has like packing cubes in it.
Yeah, I can see that. It's crazy.
So whether you They want to put shoes, clothes, and everything. But they'll be at the Arnold. They'll be at the Arnold. So you can check them out at the Arnold. And I'm sure Anthony, if he sees this, he'll appreciate what you did. And I'm sure he'll
tell him to send me a bag. Tell him to send me a bag.
I'll let him know. He'll see you. He may give you one at the Arnold. So he'll have some there, and I'll talk to him about it.
I basically had you on just to get free stuff.
That's cool. Let me know what color that you like, or let him know what color that you like. Right. What color you like? So let me know,
Brandon. It's always good talking to you, man. I will see you in a couple weeks. I'll be commentating the show, and I hope the best for you, man. I hope everything.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. I'm really happy about it. I hope I don't fuck it up.
No, you're gonna do great, bro. You're gonna do great. I know you are.
Yeah,
you're gonna do great.
Thank you,
man. It's a given, man. It's a given.
Thank you so much. Listen, I'm gonna see you in a couple weeks. I hope the rest of your prep goes well, and we'll see you at the show.
All right, guys.
Okay, brother.
Oh, my wife and my kids love y'all. You let me forget them. You went to show privilege bags.
See you, Brandon. Perfect. We got it in. See you, brother.
All right, bro.
Thanks for watching. Please subscribe, share with your friends, and like the video. And if you get a chance, check out the description for all the different links to all the different places you can find Hostile and myself. And lastly, check out Hostile.com for our new line of supplements and all of our apparel and gear. Thanks again for watching.